cutting off locally delivered technology services and moving them to an enterprise-wide set of offerings is a big priority for the Air Force. But defining exactly what an IT enterprise looks like for an organization as big as a military service is proving to be a challenge. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The Air Force is in the midst of building an IT construct known as AFNET. At its core, it's about taking common IT functions that until now have been operated by individual commands around the world and delivering them as enterprise services for the entire Air Force. Lieutenant General Michael Baslov, the Air Force's new Chief Information Officer, has labeled it one of his top three priorities. For organizations like the Air Combat Command, that means making the transition from being an IT provider to being an IT consumer. And Brigadier General David Urich, the Director of Communications at ACC, says it's tougher than it sounds.
When I think about the enterprise and being a consumer, the first thing I'd like to know is, what the heck is the enterprise? Has anybody seen a definition of the core services the enterprise will provide? Well, as a consumer, that makes me uncomfortable too. So we're going to be a consumer of enterprise services, but we haven't yet got to the point where we're able to articulate and agree that these are the services the enterprise will provide, and these are the services, if you have a need, that you're going to have to provide on your own. So I think the first thing we need to do is define the enterprise, both in terms of services and the infrastructure, how it's going to be provided, when it's going to be provided, and who it's going to be provided to.
Urich says at his command, IT workers who are accustomed to providing IT services will shift their attention to building capabilities that are unique to Air Combat Command. The enterprise, he says, though it's not entirely defined, will likely include things like network infrastructure, email services, which the Air Force will run on its own for now, but might soon transition into the even larger DoD enterprise offered by the Defense Information Systems Agency. Other likely candidates, Urich says, are data centers, cloud services, and task management tools.
There's a product that many of us use, TMT task management tool, that's out there in places. But when you think about enterprise, you don't want it in places. You want it everywhere, and you want it provided in a consistent manner. And that's for task, enlisted performance reports, officer performance reports, decorations, all of that day-to-day hum and bubble of staff work that just has to get done or the machinery comes to a halt. Portals, we use portals for everything. Right now, we provide our own portals. That needs to become an enterprise offering. I think we've probably got two different versions of the portal we currently use out there. We need to standardize on a single software program and single protocols, single versions. It just makes upgrades easier. It makes our airmen and contractors more portable. It reduces training and overhead. Lots of reasons.
The Air Force push away from local IT services and toward an enterprise-wide view comes as the Defense Department is trying to build a military-wide information enterprise on an even larger scale. The Joint Information Environment, as it's called, will be a years-long iterative process, not a single program. But Frank Konieczny, the Chief Technology Officer in the Air Force CIO's office, says it means the Air Force and the other military services will have to learn to share.
Sometimes it's very difficult for DoD people to share things, but with the budget situation that everybody's in and with the cybercom emphasis on operational control and more better situational awareness, this is what's happening. For instance, enterprise data centers. You're going to see a sharing of enterprise data centers. The standard is going to come out and say, this is going to be an enterprise data center for JIE, IOC, and FOC. And certain data centers across the world are going to be selected as candidate data centers to go to.
Konieczny says the long-term intent is to migrate all applications into those enterprise data centers.
For a couple of reasons. First of all, it's going to have platform as a service, infrastructure as a service, standard across the board, cloud services, backup and recovery to other data centers. Storage as a service. That's one of the big things that everybody's looking at. So you're going to see these things appear out there as here's the list of data centers that we're all going to go to.
The Air Force and the other military services will need to start building and buying IT capabilities that are aligned to enterprise standards defined by the DoD CIO, and they're not expecting any new money to consolidate and simplify their networks. Urich says that will have to mean smart, realistic acquisitions.
This is all about best value and balance. As the voice of the warfighter, I want 100% mission assurance. The acquirer says you can't afford it. I think you have to go into these negotiations right at the beginning saying we're on the same team. Accomplishing the mission, killing bad guys, bringing home the good guys, it's what we both want at the end of the day. We may have different things on our report card. And that's where the negotiation comes in. But if we keep the requirement in mind, the goal in mind, then we'll find that right balance between doing the best we can with what we have. And I think that's going to be the challenge between the consumer and the provider.
But that won't necessarily mean a rush toward low-price, technically acceptable evaluation procedures for contracts, according to S.E. Miller, the Director of Information Management at Air Force Headquarters. She's managing a large procurement to modernize the Air Force's IT infrastructure in the National Capital Region.
Our intent is to not go solely toward LPTA if we can. But part of that is in truly understanding our requirements and the value that the capability brings in that. Given the way we're going with acquisitions and the way we do business, I think we have to find a way to strike a balance there. Because if I see where the requirements is providing the basic capability and there is no differentiation there, you know, it makes sense to go low price. But we've got to go with best value for the government, especially in these fiscally constrained times. So I think it'll be a struggle for us to find a balance in there, but the key is what can we do with the limited dollars that we have? Because I think we're at a point we can't afford the platinum version of everything. It's what do we actually need to get the job done, and does it fit within our current budget?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.